in the lore. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed. As we share the Word of God this morning. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, and that'll be the first of about three scriptures that I want to go to as we build this teaching this morning. Many of you have your Bible with you. I want to speak from this subject this morning, building strong families. Building strong families. On last Sunday, I attempted to preach this message, but the Holy Spirit had other plans. So I began to minister concerning Jesus. And I believe that the Lord strengthened and edified us in that subject. But I knew I would need to preach this message because it is important that we have strong families. And as we look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, the writer, the Apostle Peter, one of the 12 disciples, then later apostles of Jesus Christ, writes this text. He says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary. How many of you know all of us have an adversary? And he didn't go on break for Thanksgiving. He didn't step back. He didn't say, I'm going to take it easy, because they're enjoying a turkey dinner. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Satan is very strategic. He has been around a very long time. We know that Satan's initial name in heaven, before he was cast out, he went by the name of Lucifer, which meant light bearer. Scripture says he was in charge of the worship of God. He had an ephod, similar to the ephods that you see in the Old Testament of the Hebrew priest. And as he went about, his very movements created worship for God. Created songs that gave glory to God. But now his name is changed from Lucifer, light bearer, or the one who leads the worship in the heavenly court, to Satan, to the devil, to the dragon. But in the sense of him being Satan, we know Satan means that he's the accuser of the brethren. And the Bible says that he's going about like a roaring lion, seeing who he can devour. And one of the assignments, turn me down please, that Satan has initiated is his destruction of the family. Satan has been so strategic in his plan, to where you watch on TV and people don't have to get married anymore. I like you. You like me. Let's get together and live in harmony. With no oneness. no commitment of saying that I'm going to be with you for a lifetime. Because what marriage says is, I am committed to you. Good or bad, rich or poor, sickness and in health, we're going to be together as one. But we're living in a day now because Satan is so strategic to where he says, you know what? You could just live together. You could just have sex and not be married and produce illegitimate children. Children that don't have the safety and the sanctity of a father that'll worship the Lord and be there, and a mother that'll worship the Lord and be there and stay together. Because he knew divorce was powerful. So number one, if I get them to produce families to where there's no security and there's no protection and there's no sense of oneness, that family won't stand. Or if I get a family together, but then I cause them not to be in the house of God and not to pray and not to be in the scripture and to be argumentative and fight, eventually they'll split apart and I'll destroy the family that God instituted. But not only that, now he's at a strong point. So he says, not only will I have people live together, not be married, not be committed to each other, bring a curse in the nation or wherever they are. Not only would I have people get together, get married, then get a divorce, I'm going to go even farther. I'm going to have Jim and John get together and claim they have a pseudo family. I'm going to have Jill and Suzanne get together and pretend to have a pseudo family. I'm going to totally annihilate this thing. Satan is strategic. So he goes from living together with no security, producing children that the mother, father can walk out at any time. He goes into people getting together and deciding, well, I don't like this, you ain't treating me right, and get a divorce. To now, you got people of the same gender claiming that they are family. You don't have a marriage when two men living together talking about this my child. Two men can't produce a child. Two women can't produce a child. There's an attack on the family. Y'all said amen on that. But you got amen the other two, too. Satan is strategic. He goes about like a roaring lion, seeing who he can devour. So he says, I'll destroy the family. But how many know we could do something about that? James 4 and 7. In James chapter 4, verse 7, the apostle James writes, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. How many know you can't resist the devil until you submit to God? And many times we don't submit ourselves unto God. What does it mean to submit ourselves unto God? I'm going to tell you. I'm glad you asked. To submit unto God means, God, whatever you say, that's what goes. I'm not going to have my own way. I'm not going to do my own thing. If I say I'm a Christian, Daddy, if you say it, I'm going to obey that because I'm submitted to you. But many times we want to pimp God, manipulate God, hustle God, as if God don't know what's going on. If God say men ought to always pray, we ought to be prayer warriors. Not just for his sake, but because it helps us. If God say that a household is made of a man who is submitted to God and a woman who is submitted to God, getting together in holy matrimony to raise a family, how many know that's the way he wants it? We can't try to improve on the method and do it our way. I can't decide, well, I just want a man, so I'm going to go get me a man, and I'm going to have kids, and it is what it is, whether I get married or not. I can't decide I'm a man, I'm going to just go sleep with this woman and do whatever I want to do, and it is what it is. No, you're letting the enemy use you to destroy the family. And God forbid we go with what we see on television today. Every television show, slide it in on you. God never intended for a man to be with a man and a woman to be with a woman. Never intended that. But we have to submit to God. I'm not just going, I'm a dealer. I'm coming to every room this morning. Every room. The smaller your house, the better. It's bad today. If you got a 5,000 square foot home, it's bad today. Coming to every house. Amen. Why? Because we have to be aware of what Satan is doing. He says submit to God. See, many of us, we don't understand when the scripture says submit to God, that means if God is telling you to do something, you need to do it. If God is telling you not to do something, you need to leave that alone. Because if you don't, then you have to know that the enemy now has power in your life. And you can't go tell me, I rebuke Satan. And pastor, pray for me. And mama, pray for me. And deacon is a deacon, pray for me. You let Satan rule and reign in your life. So no matter how we praying the front door open, and you letting him come in the back and sit on the couch. You have to submit to God. So we got people today, we want to have Christianity the Burger King way. In other words, I want it my way. Now, don't tell me nothing about that stuff. Hey, amen. That's opposite how I'm already living. I just want to hear the good stuff. One of my favorite preachers, I enjoy listening to him, but I know for a fact that scripture, itching ears, matches his ministry. Because almost everything he's saying is all about encouragement. Love him, enjoy him, but I'm no fool. I realize sometimes you have to speak right to the heart of an individual so they can hear truth and make a choice. If everything I'm telling you feel like a Slurpee and a big gulp, amen, cotton candy and balloons, amen, you ain't gonna never change. Because all I do is put some on your mind. But when somebody speak with conviction concerning what God has said, even in the things we're doing wrong, now you got a choice and you got some power to make a decision. You can't live like you want to live and say you saved. That ain't salvation. That's humanism. Humanism is where we say we God and we want to do whatever we want to do. You're not God. Amen. Scripture says little g, but you don't get that little g till you submit to the big G. Then we go to complaining. They ain't helping me. They ain't helping you. You ain't submitted to God. You out there acting a fool and doing all kind of crazy stuff and wonder why it ain't working. Trying to get somebody to presto change or change that thing for you. Submit to God. Amen, somebody. I'll get sweeter next Sunday. But you need this. During the Great Awakening, they talk about preachers who preached to where folks felt like they were going to hell as the sermon was going forth. Submit yourselves then to God. Now you can resist the devil and he'll flee. He's not going to flee from somebody that then set him up a chair and gave him something to drink. We have to submit to God. The pastor tell you it's prayer time. Prayer time ought to be just as full as Sunday morning service. We talk about tithes and offerings. Everybody be giving unto the Lord. He gave to you. We don't make no excuses when we want to buy something. Did you see that purse, that dress? Walmart got a sale. We had no excuses then. We don't even think about it. Hit the gas. Go. Evangelism. It's a shame got a church full of folks and 10 people evangelizing. Mormonism and Jehovah's Witness are cults.